WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It's June 15th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
It's going to be a very nice Friday, and a weekend of beach weather is on the way. Changes are coming to how the state polices for bad and abusive teachers. A look at how New Jersey's anti-bullying laws are open for wide interpretation. And who bet what on the first day of legal sports betting in New Jersey? In sports, Vadasquez loses a no-hitter in the seventh, but the Phillies beat the Rockies. Gleyber Torres' three-run homer lifts the Yanks over the Rays, and the Mets can't change their luck in the desert. They lost to the Diamondbacks. Details of our top stories coming up. In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, you haven't had a weekend forecast like this in a long time.
Since about April, I think, where we've been able to present you with beautiful weather. And the key to this forecast I've been talking about all week is the low humidity. So yesterday was a perfect day. We'll try to make it even more perfecter today. Slightly cooler, though, we'll end up in the upper 70s to around 80, lower 70s along the coast today as that sea breeze kicks in. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine this morning, just a few clouds building in this afternoon, staying dry all day. Mostly clear tonight and comfortable, lows around 60, and into the weekend we go. It'll be nice and warm tomorrow, lower to mid 80s, 70s at the beaches, again not that humid. Increasing clouds leading to a slight chance for a late day shower. Getting even warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90 under mostly cloudy skies, and then Monday's going to be steamy, widespread 90s across New Jersey. Weather made possible by the North Brunswick Youth Festival from June 14th through the 24th. Enjoy spectacular rides, games, fireworks, live music, animals, and more on Route 1 North by DeVry University in North Brunswick. Buy tickets at nbysf.com. That's nbysf.com. Buy them now.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Well, first came those Project Veritas videos we told you about and showed you online, local teachers, union leaders seeming to brush aside allegations of sexual abuse of children. Then came a legislative hearing, and now finally comes some action. 11 bills have been advanced by a Senate committee that will help police bad teachers in New Jersey.
The package includes four bills that were already pending and seven written after the May 31st hearing. Shelley Skinner of the Better Education Institute thanked lawmakers for appreciating the urgency, noting there have been two more cases of teachers accused of sexual abuse just in the last 2 weeks.
We really need to create a culture and climate where children and adults alike feel like it's safe to report abuse.
The bills include training for teaching candidates and arbitrators, expanded reporting, a new State Department of Education task force on preventing sexual abuse, and upgraded penalties for sexual contact with older students. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The videos that sparked this whole thing are still available online at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures as you step outside this morning, comfortable in the 50s and 60s, and just another terrific day today. It'll be slightly cooler than yesterday, sunny and breezy this morning, highs in the upper 70s to around 80 this afternoon. Lower 70s along the coast, low humidity, warm, not that humid, right on through the weekend. Great weekend to head down the shore. And Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. We have some of the toughest anti-bullying laws in the nation in New Jersey, but they are open to wild interpretation, school to school. We'll have more on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s this morning, on our way to about 80 today. Comfortable low humidity, and that is going to continue right on through the weekend. Dan will have more on that, plus what you can expect if you're headed down the shore coming up in just a couple of minutes. New Jersey may have some of the toughest anti-bullying laws in the nation, but what is bullying is still open to wide interpretation from school to school, district to district. There may be no better example of that than a case in Haddonfield where a girl was subjected to a level of nastiness on social media worthy of Mean Girls. But the principal said it was not bullying, touching off a bureaucratic nightmare for the girl and her parents. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, calling someone mean, annoying, ugly, fat, saying that person should die, or you wished you could kill the person, Stop trying to be popular. Only losers like you. Plus a few choice words we can't say. You can read them at NJ1015.com. If you're a parent, you certainly file that under the category of bullying. But Haddonfield in 2013 did not. The parents of the 7th grade girl disagreed. That girl, now old enough to be graduating high school, finally the state is giving those parents a chance to plead their case because the district was required by 2010 law to provide them a hearing, but skirted that provision, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thank you. For years, a gas station employee in Elizabeth was able to pocket hundreds of dollars every night from gas sales undetected. He essentially had hacked into the gas pump computers, concealing how much gas he was really pumping. It was so successful, he made off with $300,000 over 3 years. And now, 42-year-old Mario Rosas Delgada Rocha has been caught after British Petroleum did a deep computer scan to find out where all the missing fuel was going. Prosecutors have now charged Rocha with fraud and other charges. With a pair of $20 wagers by Governor Phil Murphy, legal sports betting officially kicked off in the Garden State Thursday. Visitors flooding the teller stations at Monmouth Park to get a piece of this historic action.
If the Cleveland Browns win Super Bowl 53, Tinton Falls resident Ryan Daly gets $7,500.
As soon as I knew sports betting was launched, I come here, take a shot, low risk, high reward.
Atlantic Highlands resident Tim Schultheis would visit Monmouth Park every once in a while. Now he expects to be here a whole lot more.
I never thought this day would ever come.
Tellers have been thoroughly trained on how to handle sports bets, and their knowledge will be needed by the many first-time bettors in New Jersey, like Ocean Port resident Jane Palea.
I figure some good soul will teach me how to do this.
At Monmouth Park, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Some other notables got in on the new action at New Jersey's casinos. Basketball legend Julius Erving betting on the Eagles. Dr. J put $5 on Philly to repeat as Super Bowl champs. Senate President Steve Sweeney, he dropped $200 on the Packers to win it all this season in the NFL. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. A new report finds renters in the Garden State are having an increasingly difficult time being able to afford a decent place to live.
Arnold Cohen of the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says the Out of Reach report finds we're now the sixth most expensive place in the nation for renters, and
statewide, a family needs to earn almost $60,000 to afford just a modest two-bedroom apartment.
Yes, this means more and more folks are forced to spend half their income on housing.
You can skimp on food choices, on clothes, but you need a roof over your head.
David Mathau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. There is new information of the crash that destroyed the Wonder Wiener hot dog stand in Beechwood, leaving its owner fighting for life. The driver of the SUV that smashed into the shack told police he was really tired. He may have fallen asleep at the wheel. We've obtained the police report. Driver Mark Poplowski told officers he'd just dropped his son off at school in Toms River. He's been charged with careless driving and other infractions. Brick Township has been considering an ordinance to require landlords to do criminal background checks before they rent to any prospective tenants.
Brick Township Mayor John Ducey says some landlords complained certain tenants were putting them in what he calls their so-called animal house court and getting fined.
When you have a number of landlords out there who didn't realize they could do background checks, that's why we thought it would be important to bring it to the forefront.
But Ducey says it's on hold right now after concerns were raised about possible discrimination against certain prospective renters and is being re-examined by Brick's Land Use Committee.
That could be a tweak, or it may not come back out of committee.
He says they just wanted to heighten landlord awareness about who they are renting to. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Bradley Beach has canceled their popular Lobster Fest just 2 weeks before the event was expected to draw big crowds. The Bradley Beach Chamber of Commerce is in trouble with state charity regulators, and the town couldn't get a bid out in time for another charity to sponsor the event. Last year, more than 7,000 attended the Oceanfront Lobster Fest. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. Just horrific weather for the next couple of days. Dan will have all the details, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
Love you guys. You're a riot.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, it's a pleasure to listen to this forecast today.
That's right. And even through the weekend, we've got some great weather on the way, a couple of hiccups, and then early next week, hope you're ready for some ferocious heat and humidity. But for the next 3 days, humidity held at bay, nice dry air that keeps things nice and comfortable, as you felt yesterday. Temperatures were well into the 80s yesterday, but it was a beautiful day thanks to the dry air and thanks to that stiff breeze. It'll be sunny and breezy to start this morning. We're seeing mostly 50s on the temperature map, some 60s in urban areas and along the coast. A few clouds will creep into view this afternoon, and we do end up slightly cooler than yesterday. Look for highs in the upper 70s to around 80, lower 70s along the coast as the sea breeze machine fires up today. All in all, a beautiful mid-June day. Mostly clear and dry tonight, lows around 60. Into the weekend we go. It'll be nice and warm tomorrow, lower to mid-80s, 70s at the beaches, increasing clouds, and maybe a late-day shower. Models have been on and off about this weak disturbance just barely clipping New Jersey. So I'm going to put it in there just in case. Hopefully it will not impact your weekend. I don't think you have to plan around it necessarily. Getting even warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90, mostly cloudy skies, widespread 90s ahead for Monday. New Jersey First News Time now, 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, changes are on the way to how the state polices for bad and abusive teachers after a series of videos got some local union officials in trouble. New Jersey's anti-bullying laws are open for wide interpretation. In one school district, a battle over what is bullying has dragged on for at least 5 years. In sports, Vince Velasquez loses the no-hitter in the seventh, but the Phils still beat the Rockies. Gleyber Torres' three-run homer lifts the Yanks over the Rays, and the Mets losing again in the desert to the Diamondbacks. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Our last Friday bus stop forecast of the year, by the way. Another gorgeous day on deck today. 50s this morning. We'll see highs in the upper 70s to around 80 this afternoon. A little cooler at the beaches, a little cooler than yesterday. Going to be a beautiful day. Sunny, breezy this morning. Few clouds this afternoon. Enjoy today and enjoy beautiful weather through the weekend. New Jersey, First News Time coming up on 5:20.
Dennis and Judy.
Do you hope that anybody likes us as much as we like each other?
Pray.
Like you said, even one person, I'd be okay with it.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
We're on the train to Stupidville.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is, as we made it to Friday, and as you step outside this morning, you'll be greeted with low humidity and temperatures that are in the 50s and 60s. We'll top out around 80 today, and we have just terrific weather right on through the weekend. And what about the heat coming in for next week? Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The two pilots that were killed when a small plane crashed in South Jersey were on a medical flight to pick up a patient in Massachusetts and fly them to Philly for treatment. Pilot Robert Winter of Marlton and co-pilot Timothy Scanavan were killed when their Hawker Beechcraft 58 Baron went down Wednesday in Springfield Township, virtually disintegrating. The plane had taken off Wednesday about 10 miles southwest of the crash scene. Investigators say there was no distress call made. A bill is now advancing in the legislature that would seek to upgrade the reliability of our electric utilities during storms. Assemblyman Dan Benson says the bill addresses issues that are heard repeatedly. Utilities not having assets positioned properly before a storm, requiring the submission of plans in advance that meet certain performance benchmarks.
And so this would provide a process where the discussion doesn't happen while you're doing the response. This happens before.
The bill would also increase fines that could be levied on utilities for botching their storm response. Now it's $100 a day. $500 a day by regulation, they would increase to $25,000 a day. Capped at $2 million for any series of related events. Police say a man who allegedly robbed a bank was caught because stolen money was falling out of his clothes. They arrested 32-year-old Milltown man in connection with a robbery of a Bedminster bank. Witnesses saw him on a side street removing some of his clothing and money falling to the ground. When police approached him, they say more money fell out. He's being held in the Somerset County Jail this morning. Summer doesn't officially start until next week, but Garden State residents have already started the annual summer pilgrimage down the shore. That means plenty of slowdowns and jam-ups on overcrowded roads.
Steve Shapiro of the Jersey Department of Transportation says to try to keep shore traffic moving, the DOT recently completed its Garden State Parkway widening project, and work continues on the old Route 72 Manahawkin Bay Bridge.
The actual lane numbers will not change, but it's safer because you'll have more room to move incidents aside, things like that.
We're limiting construction activity during the summer on shore routes, says Shapiro. We're trying our best to avoid any lane closures to minimize delays. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News approaches 5:26 on this Friday morning. Again, just a terrific day of weather today, and that'll be followed by a very, very nice weekend. If you're headed down the shore, Dan will have everything you need to know about your weekend weather coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. What the state is doing to better police bad and abusive teachers, and how our anti-bullying laws can vary so much from school to school. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets have been mixed after Wall Street largely finished with gains following the European Central Bank's announcement to phase out its bond-buying stimulus. Upbeat U.S. data also helped to bolster sentiment. U.S. stocks, again, mostly higher. The S&P was up 6. The Dow slipped about 25. The NASDAQ was up 65. Oil prices are rising this morning, inching closer to $67 a barrel. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk. Digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Amen for you, because if it wasn't for you, the truth wouldn't be out there.
New Jersey 101.5.